And welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Good, and today we're talking with Jeff Lesur, author of the dynamic new book, Marketing Automation, Practical Steps to More Effective Direct Marketing. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks very much, Shelley.
To start off with, can you tell us why you decided to write this book?
The book started out of a discussion with several marketers for a Brazilian bank. I was outlining for them specifically how the existing marketing budget can be more effectively allocated in order to generate more revenue, and then how this can be mapped into a business plan opportunity. It's important to recognize and demonstrate that marketing automation is not used to save headcount as a resource, but to apply marketing ideas more effectively and make more money using existing resources. I was able to use several examples from my experience at BMG to help them flesh out similar examples for their business case. A SaaS colleague from Boston asked if I could write these ideas down. The discussion eventually became a SaaS white paper, and a couple of years later, well, 3 or 4 years later, this book.
If you will, can you describe some of your personal experiences using marketing automation?
We were very successful at BMG in exploiting customer information. Once we packaged it on an easily accessible platform and then delivered it to marketers and analysts in an easily accessed form, one of our analysts was able to create several very effective models, which we used to select the most likely to respond customers. One of our first test results doubled response rates in a telemarketing program. And we continue to see dramatic improvement in response rates where more selective audiences were defined. So in the book, I highlight significant points where and how information can become more easily accessed, more broadly available to engage more people in the business process so that our marketers might see similar results to what we were able to achieve at BMG.
Sounds like there are many who could benefit from your book. I'm wondering if you could describe people that would most benefit from marketing automation.
The target audience for the book, as well as for marketing automation, is primarily marketers looking to understand how marketing automation can increase revenue and profits. The first section of the book focuses entirely on the financial aspects of marketing, how marketing automation improves response rates, and how this can be used to facilitate more customer communications. So the idea is not to talk with customers less and save money, but to, in fact, talk to more customers more often and still save money and increase response rates. Better response and more campaigns is, of course, should generate more revenue without increasing the marketing budget. Marketing automation enables marketing to use their budget more effectively. The second section of the book demonstrates by example how marketing automation provides that capability. I think many marketers are very up on what CRM means in terms of the business concept, and what they can use is a step-by-step example using SaaS software, for example, as to how marketing automation actually implements the benefits that they can in turn take advantage of in exploiting opportunities. I use a lot of screenshots. I use SaaS 9 software, Management Console, SaaS Information Map Studio, and SaaS Marketing Automation. And I build a demonstration customer warehouse and some sample campaigns. There are over 100 screenshots used in the section, so the reader should have a good picture on the driving experience. Along the way, I think it becomes clear how the software helps the marketer deliver more effective marketing communications.
What do you hope readers will take away from your book?
A reader should be able to understand from the book the financial impact provided by marketing automation, as well as the day-to-day impact of marketing automation as a business application. I'm not looking at the concept of marketing automation so much as demonstrating by example what this marketing automation application does for marketers on a day-by-day basis. Through the extensive use of screenshots, the reader should walk away with a tangible, almost hands-on experience of using marketing automation. From this, I hope the benefits are more clear, the potential magnitude is better recognized, and the opportunity to achieve these benefits not ignored because of lack of information.
And lastly, do you have any advice that you'd like to offer to potential authors?
That's a tough question. It's it was a lot harder than I expected to write the book, and yet when I finished, and it actually was in print, and I got a call from a reader who said that you know, there was some good information here that they found useful. I think that if you have good, honest information which you don't see available in other areas, that it could be quite valuable to put that in a book form in order to communicate it to people. When I was at BMG, information was at a premium as far as I was concerned to help me implement applications which would provide a benefit to the business. So I think from that standpoint, although it's a lot of hard work from actually getting the book done, you do get a lot of cooperation. And in the end, you may help more than one person achieve better business results.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for sitting down with us today. We've been talking with Jeff Lesure, author of Marketing Automation, Practical Steps to More Effective Direct Marketing. This podcast is part of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.